From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired another missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. Air defenses destroyed it, and there was no casualties. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Security Council that Iran may be implicated.
While we don't yet have sufficient insight into this particular attack, it bears all the hallmarks of previous attacks using Iranian-provided weapons. It is only a matter of time before one of these missiles hits the target.
She quoted the Houthis as saying the intended target was a meeting of Saudi leaders and called it a flashing red siren for the council. She said sanctions against Iran should be considered. Thousands have died in nearly 3 years of conflict between the rebels and a Saudi-backed coalition. Last month, the coalition temporarily closed access to Yemen to block weapons shipments, but it also cut access for desperately needed aid. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, warned of a growing catastrophe.
Yemen is the largest food insecurity crisis in the world, and our recent humanitarian needs overview identified almost 18 million people who are in need of support food-wise.
Iran has said that it supports the rebels but denies supplying them with weapons. The United Nations Special Human Rights Envoy to Myanmar, Yang He Lee, says the government is barring her from visiting the country to assess the situation there. Lee's announcement coincides with Myanmar's military revealing the discovery of 10 bodies in a mass grave. This is VOA News. In Mexico, a bus carrying a cruise ship passengers to Mayan ruins flipped over, killing at least 12 people. Nearly 20 others were injured. The passengers were mostly Americans, Brazilians, and Swedes. UN refugee chief Filippo Grandi appealed to the Kenyan government for patience in trying to close down the Dadaab refugee camp, home to tens of thousands of Somali refugees.
The people of this camp continue to need help, even if there are some possibilities of repatriation. Many people don't want to take those opportunities now. They should be free not to take those opportunities and to continue to be protected and assisted here.
A voluntary repatriation program is underway. Kenya suspects al-Shabaab insurgents have been recruiting from the camp. Grandi appealed for more global assistance to help millions of refugees across Africa. In Washington, the U.S. Senate late Tuesday approved a major tax legislation. The House of Representatives will have to vote on it Wednesday before it goes to President Donald Trump's desk for his signature. It is expected to be Mr. Trump's first major legislative victory since coming to office in January. Campaigning is ended ahead of Tuesday's special election in Spain's Catalonia region. Madrid imposed direct rule and called the election after quashing an independence drive. Pre-election polls suggest a close election outcome between those supporting independence and those who wish to remain part of Spain.
Pues esta fecha histórica sí que va a ser importante porque el jueves va a ser la fecha de caducidad.
Candidate Inés Arrimadas of the Citizens Party, which opposes independence, vowed that Thursday would be the expiration date for independence process. Madrid dissolved the Catalan government and jailed some of its members for rebellion following an independence declaration October 27th. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Wednesday said either government or Russian airstrikes have killed nearly 20 people in the town of Mar-Shireen in rebel-held northwestern Idlib province. Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy Stephane de Mistura called on the Security Council to propose a timeline for elections and guidance on constitutional reform to revive 3 years of stalled peace talks. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.